did you ever meet with Chris Angel or David Blaine, let's say, to get a small concept of your character?
In a way, I was skewering it a little bit, so I didn't really meet with those guys. Oh. I've met with David Blaine before. I've actually had him do magic for me before. And he did a trick in public with me that was really astounding, and everybody cheered, and one of my comedy friends yelled out, "Burn the witch!" like that, and it was all over. But I thought it was a great magic heckle.
And what do you think it's the most outstanding characteristic that you wanted to represent from them?
I think there's a certain, you know, play at arrogance. There's an arrogance about magicians, you know? It's like they go, voila, you are stupid, you know, kind of thing. And,
yeah,
you know,
true.
And, you know, so I wanted to take that to the head and be a guy who just thinks everybody's really amusing.
Steve Carell's character is tired, you know, of doing this the same thing for so long. Mm-hmm. Sometimes do you feel like that? You're tired of making people laugh all the time.
Of course, and that's why I don't sometimes. You know, I get that a lot on Twitter. You know, like, why don't you just be funny, dude? You know, that kind of thing. And I go, because funny is a finger on my hand. It's not the whole me.
Right.
You know, it's the one I pick my nose with. So it's busy a lot of the time.